The University of Alaska Fairbanks is shutting down its primary economic development venture. The Office of Electronic Miniaturization is closing this week. What is the OEM? KUAC's Dan Bross explains.
The Office of Electronic Miniaturization, or OEM, deals with tiny things, but it was a big deal for the University of Alaska Fairbanks. The idea was to break into the field of making the microchips that drive our increasingly high-tech world, from iPods to satellites. The OEM was established with federal funds to develop marketable technology, but UAF Vice Chancellor Buck Sharpton says the OEM migrated off mission toward basic research.
Which is good, but it was something less than the expectation that we had had from our federal delegation when it was designed. It was considerably less than what we had expected as the university, because we were promoting this thing as our crown jewel in our economic development program, right? And it was not.
The OEM was funded with millions of dollars in congressional earmarks channeled through Defense Department grants by former Senator Ted Stevens. Sharpton says the university made a conscious decision to stop seeking earmarks for OEM 3 years ago because the program, while fulfilling military research grants, hadn't developed anything marketable. Sharpton, who has extensive experience in the aerospace industry, says the venture was ill-conceived from the start.
It really never made sense for us to get into an activity where we were attempting to compete with people who had a long lead time on us and had much more capability and were surrounded by an industrial base that was interested in space-based components. The problem is that we can't make teeny tiny chips at the scale, the numbers that really make it economical.
Sharpton says the tanking economy hasn't helped the situation. He says he attempted to turn the office toward Arctic-specific projects that better match UAF's knowledge base and OEM's small-scale manufacturing capacity. The transition didn't happen fast enough, and with federal funds exhausted, the OEM is closing June 30th. The office features state-of-the-art technology and clean room facilities on and off campus that employ 10 staff, including several high-achieving foreign nationals. Assistant Research Professor Shiva Halavarad is very proud of the work done at OEM.
Because in the last 4 years, we have put almost 30 international peer-reviewed publications, 2 patents. So those achievements speak by themselves.
Halavarad and his wife, Nalima, a nanotech specialist, came to OEM 4 years ago. Their research on a temperature, pressure, and gas sensor for extreme environments was selected for presentation at the 2009 World's Best Technology Showcase in Texas. Halavarad says the UAF facility offers an unmatched working environment.
It is one of the most well-equipped laboratory to do microelectronics and nanotechnology research. We have one of top of state-of-the-art scanning electron microscope system that can get to 800,000 magnification. And that's the best in the country.
Halavarad says the OEM is also unique because the technology is all at one location. Halavarad is officially out of a job this week, but says he's not giving up on the OEM facility and its potential. He says he'll keep working to secure new funding.
If we start analyzing, looking things from the paycheck side, it's a big pain. But I'm not going to lose my optimism. I know it. Because if I lose my optimism now, it's very difficult to get it back.
Halavarad says several proposals are out for review, and he's not critical of Vice Chancellor Sharpton, who he calls a mentor. Sharpton confirms there's potential that OEM employees and technology may find new roles within the university if there's positive response to proposals. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.